You are very kind, Harry. But while I busied myself with the training of young wizards, Grindelwald was raising an army. They say he feared me, and perhaps he did, but less, I think, than I feared him. Oh, not death, said Dumbledore, in answer to Harry's questioning look. Not what he could do to me magically. I knew that we were evenly matched, perhaps that I was a shade more skillful. It was the truth I feared. You see, I never knew which of us, in that last horrific fight, had actually cast the curse that killed my sister. You may call me cowardly. You would be right. Harry, I dreaded beyond all things the knowledge that it had been I who brought about her death, not merely through my arrogance and stupidity, but that I actually struck the blow that snuffed out her life. I think he knew it. I think he knew what frightened me. I delayed meeting him until finally it would have been too shameful to resist any longer. People were dying and he seemed unstoppable, and I had to do what I could. Well, you know what happened next. I won the duel. I won the wand.
Another silence. Harry did not ask whether Dumbledore had ever found out who struck Ariana dead. He did not want to know. And even less did he want Dumbledore to have to tell him. At last he knew what Dumbledore would have seen when he looked in the mirror of Erised, and why Dumbledore had been so understanding of the fascination it had exercised over Harry. They sat in silence for a long time, and the whimperings of the creature behind them barely disturbed Harry any more. At last he said,
Grindelwald tried to stop Voldemort going after the wand. He lied, you know. Pretended he had never had it.
Dumbledore nodded, looking down at his lap, tears still glittering on the crooked nose.
They say he showed remorse in later years, alone in his cell at Nurmengard. I hope that it is true. I would like to think he did feel the horror and shame of what he had done. Perhaps that lie to Voldemort was his attempt to make amends, to prevent Voldemort from taking the Hallow.
Or maybe from breaking into your tomb? Suggested Harry, and Dumbledore dabbed his eyes. After another short pause, Harry said, You tried to use the Resurrection Stone. Dumbledore nodded.
When I discovered it after all those years, buried in the abandoned home of the Gaunts, the Hallow I had craved most of all, though in my youth I had wanted it for very different reasons, I lost my head, Harry. I quite forgot that it was now a Horcrux, that the ring was sure to carry a curse. I picked it up and I put it on, and for a second I imagined that I was about to see Ariana and my mother and my father and to tell them how very, very sorry I was. I was such a fool, Harry. After all those years, I had learned nothing. I was unworthy to unite the Deathly Hallows. I had proved it time and again, and here was final proof. Why?
Said Harry. It was natural. You wanted to see them again. What's wrong with that?
Maybe a man in a million could unite the Hallows, Harry. I was fit only to possess the meanest of them, the least extraordinary. I was fit to own the Elder Wand, and not to boast of it, and not to kill with it. I was permitted to tame and to use it, because I took it, not for gain, but to save others from it. But the cloak I took out of vain curiosity, and so it could never have worked for me as it works for you, its true owner. The stone I would have used in an attempt to drag back those who are at peace, rather than to enable my self-sacrifice, as you did. You are the worthy possessor of the Hallows.
Dumbledore patted Harry's hand, and Harry looked up at the old man and smiled. He could not help himself. How could he remain angry with Dumbledore now? Why did you have to make it so difficult?